You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Got Howie Mandel on the phone. And Howie, welcome to Vegas.
It's good to be here.
Man, it's good to talk to you. Howie, I got to tell you, I've been a fan of yours since your Saint Elsewhere years.
Wow. That's a while.
That was such a great show, and it was kind of the beginning of those shows. And it was pretty pretty ballsy, even at that time.
No, it was. It was very forward. You know, I've been lucky to be involved in things that were kind of changing the medium. You know, that was one of the first, you know, big ensemble dramas that kind of led the way to shows after it. And by the same token, so was Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
You know, I think it changed game shows forever. And it changed the idea of having comedians host game shows. And that's why I am more thrilled than anybody to be back with all new episodes on CNBC tonight. You know, 9 o'clock Eastern. But the truth is that it is, you know, the biggest, out of all the things that I did St. Elsewhere and I did Bobby's World and I did all these different things. Nothing catapulted my career like Deal or No Deal. And I've been scraping and clawing my way back for the last 10 years.
So Howie, last time we talked to you, it was a while ago. And we talked about the concept of this show. And you said when it was presented to you to be the host, you thought, who's going to watch this? This is like the simplest, easiest game show ever. It takes no skill. You don't have to be a genius. But like you said, this show has blown up.
There is no game. You know, there's no trivia. There's no skill.
Right.
There's no physical acumen. It's just luck, timing, risk, greed. All these play into it. You know, we, in this new incarnation, we added another element in Deal or No Deal 2.0 where the contestant has one opportunity to counter so they can negotiate. It puts a little more control in their hands and hands it over to the banker, and she can say Deal or No Deal.
Wait a second. It's a female banker this time?
Yes, it is.
Listen, let's not forget some people who had, I don't know, some of the briefcase holders, Howie, am I correct? Meghan Markle, Chrissy Teigen was also one back in the day.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've kind of, you know, listen, your career, you've done fine, but you've kind of catapulted some people to fame. I mean, come on. If Meghan Markle, listen, she's the only one who probably outdid you.
Not that I ever aspired to be a duchess.
No.
But
no.
She outdid me. And, you know, some of the original models are still, are back.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And some of the new models, and we've done a couple of episodes so far, so I will tell you, not that I had a, you know, a knowledge or an inkling that, you know, somebody like Meghan would be a duchess, but I will tell you, of the new models, I predict that one of them within the next few years will be a dictator.
Well, it's easy to do now. So
that in itself is a game, just to figure out. Well, I'll tell you, Howie, this
will
is
do what?
It's such a fun game to watch.
It really is
a fun game to watch, and it is so simple, but you get so sucked in. We're glad that you're back.
Because you know why, Carla? Anybody can do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're 4 or 94, it doesn't matter. There's no skill involved.
Talking to Howie Mandel, it starts tonight on CNBC. Deal or No Deal is back. And by the way, Howie, before we let you go, with everything that you've done, from starting from St. Elsewhere on, do people remember the fact that you basically got your start as a stand-up comedian?
No, people do not know that is the basis of everything. And I never stopped, and that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
And in January, I have a special coming out. I haven't done a special in 20 years.
Wow.
So I gotta, maybe that'll remind people.
Okay.
Oh, that's
because
great.
A lot of times
unlike
people,
Deal or No Deal, which is for the whole family, my stand-up is not for the whole family.
For those that have never seen Howie.
You're damn funny, though. I have seen you a few times. You are damn funny, my friend.
Thank you.
Mm. All right. So Deal or No Deal tonight, CNBC, Howie Mandel. Good catching up with you, and thanks for the time this morning.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.